B-Pod Studios.
With one out, the pitch. Swing and a long drive. Deep to right. Going, going, going. Goodbye. He has done it. He has changed the game of the night. With one swing of his bat. Bang, zoom, go the fireworks. And bang, zoom, goes Bryce Harper.
It is out of here.
Right,
tonight.
Bryce!
Huh?
Oh, wow, man. Good morning! Amazing what transpired yesterday since last we left you. The 10-2 show, we were like, I was upset.
We're defeated.
I kept hearing these reports, the Phillies haven't offered $300 million. And now I got the crosshairs. Now all I could see is Klentak and McPhail trying to talk Big John out of Bryce. That's all I'm imagining. And then 1 hour later, we get off the air, and an hour later, comes down John Heyman. We all now owe a debt of, we all now have to celebrate John Heyman.
Screw John Heyman.
Because after all those freaking tweets, he finally tweeted something that we liked, and it was, yes, Bryce Harper has agreed to a 13-year, $330 million deal with the Phillies. What a day. What a day. And then it all came. Jeff Passan from ESPN followed suit. Bobby Nightingale.
Yeah.
And all the baseball, the blue checkers, right? They all came in. And wow, what a day, man. It was an awesome day. My phone's blowing up. I'm talking to everybody. Everybody's excited. We did the show from Parks Casino last night.
Yeah, Chuck on last night.
Charlie, you're here, Charlie, today because you didn't miss it last night. Charlie was giddy.
Yeah.
Skit was giddy. What a day, man.
You know what, Anthony? Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, that's you.
Bryce Harper's from Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, hey, hey. He was. Hi, Maurice. Love that, Bryce.
I found out from Andrew, because I was driving home. We had a quick meeting after the show yesterday, so I'm getting home a little late. I'm driving home, and I see a text from Andrew. All caps. My faith proved me right. And about 11 exclamation points. So yeah! I see that, and I go on Twitter. I'm at a stoplight. I'm going like, what is he? I'm assuming he means Harper, but I need verification. So I go to Heyman. Boom. I see, I go, all right, it's still Heyman. I'm a little weary of Heyman these days.
Still Heyman.
So I go over to Jeff Passan, who'll be on the show today, coming up at 11 o'clock. Boom. He's confirming it. I'm going, all right, let me go one more. Bobby Nightingale. Boom. Hit for the cycle.
It was wild, man. It was
unreal.
It was wild. It's such a great, great move, man. We have sports. You know, I always go back to when I was a young boy, when I fell in love with sports. There was nothing better than 1980, because that's me as a young kid, and all four teams go to the finals. And doing this for a while, I always wanted to do sport. Imagine what it would be like to do sports talk in that kind of era, where all four teams matter. And this is what we got. You know, Eagles coming off the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Sixers with all kinds of studs. Flyers are going to be there soon. And now the Phillies with Bryce Harper added to that lineup. Look at that lineup. His lineup is just fierce.
Oh, it's great.
And it's exact, Jason. It's always been my belief, as much as I love pitching and Halliday and Cliff Lee, you win in this yard by raking.
Yeah,
you got to rake in this yard.
Yeah, and the ballpark's built for it. The ballpark's built for a guy like Bryce Harper, and it's going to be outrageous. Because I said this to you, I love the fact that now Philadelphia is a sports town that is 12 months around the year. You know, like when every team is playing, they're going to be relevant. So it's no more square peg round hole Eagles conversation because the Phillies stink.
Yeah.
Or anything like that. Every season that we're in will be of consequence. There's a couple of years, obviously, during the process where we didn't talk about the Sixers during the season. We only talked about it two times a year, at the NBA draft lottery and at the NBA draft, because it was about what you were getting. But now it's about the present. And in every sport, in every important position in every sport, you have a star in place. You have a star in place in baseball with Bryce Harper, middle of your lineup, left-handed bat. He is the marquee. I mean, he comes in, I was talking to the bro, he comes in on the level of Iverson and Eric Lindros and Donovan McNabb. That's what he is. That's the shadow and the spotlight
he's
that he is.
Better than five? Come on.
Yeah, well, he's better.
I just keep laughing. Yes, no, you're right, everything you say. But I'm most excited, not for the marquee name, but I'm most excited for what he does and what his impact will be on this lineup.
For 7 months out of the year.
See, yeah, yes.
Right.
But, you know, the lineup, when you have a team that can hit, they're fun. All right? Let's just face it. These Red Sox, you know, where they just rake, hit the cover off the ball, bop crooked numbers, you know, 16 hits, 11 runs. Like, that's, you know, and that's
what action.
That's what it used to be back here. So you look at this lineup now. And let's just go. I'm going to go with the lineup that I prefer. It's probably not going to be Gabe's lineup, but you got McCutchen leading off, who is a pro, right? Pro's pro.
Yep. Been around a while.
Talking to Charlie yesterday, he thinks he can have a bounce back. So, all right, let me see. This ballpark, the whole thing. You got McCutchen. Then you got Gene Segura.
Yep.
Right? Gene Segura, professional hitter, perfect 2-0 hitter.
All-star last year.
Right?
Yeah.
Then you got Bryce. Then you got Reese. Then you got JT.
Yeah.
Right? Like, look at that. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Right? And you get a leadoff guy can give you a 1-0 lead.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You got a really good two hitter who sprays the ball, line drive hitter. You got bop, bop, bop. Reese is in a perfect spot.
Yeah.
Bryce hitting ahead of him. JT hitting behind him. And then you go Odubel. Then you go Franco as the 7-0 hitter with no pressure.
Yeah.
Watch him hit 30 bombs this year.
You're exactly right. What that does for him is it frees his mind completely at the plate.
Then you got Cesar Kingery.
Yeah. Whatever your platoon situation is.
Or you're going to do the pitcher and have Cesar hit ninth.
Yeah. Especially if you have a guy like McCutchen who can drive in a run, too. That might be to do that.
No, actually, I don't hate that.
Yeah, because of McCutchen.
I don't hate having Carlos.
Yeah, because McCutchen's got a little bop, too, you know? And it's just crazy because, you know, and we were at our lowest moment with this yesterday, and I kept saying, like, look, we don't know anything. We kept we hear these reports and we react to them in the moment, but in the long run, we didn't know anything, and it was proved we didn't know anything. Because the notion that he wanted the opt-out after year three, okay? That wasn't the case. He didn't want to be here 10 years. He wanted to be here 13. He didn't want to. The reports are saying now that he doesn't want to play for another team. He wants to end his career with one more team, that being the Phillies.
Yeah, I don't know. You're right. We don't know what happened. But, here's the bottom line.
He's here.
He's here, and they gave him the most money.
Yep. He got
$330.
Okay, real quick. I don't know who structured the contract. I don't know if it was Klentak, McPhail, Middleton, or some combination thereof. And I know some people are like, well, this is an albatross in the back. I don't give a rat's ass about the last 3 years of this contract. I really don't. What I know is this, is they kept the annual average salary down. And because he's going to be 39 at the time.
No. I know. But how ridiculous that is.
It's stupid. It's
because if it nets you a World Series, what do you care
or
about?
Or three.
Right.
I don't care about the back end of a deal
where they're going to be dead money anyway. Yeah. Who cares?
Let's live in the moment.
There's always dead money at the end of a deal.
Yeah, and whoever
long-term deal.
Structured the contract in the way they did, it was genius because it leaves them a ton of room under the luxury tax still. $40 million, as a matter of fact, that they still can play with.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a home, pardon the pun, but it's a grand slam.
Yeah, it is.
And I couldn't be happier about it. I'm so pumped up. because I want to go, back to like when I loved baseball.
Yes.
And not only is this team going to be good, but it's going to be in the style of the game that I loved.
It's funny. I was telling the bro, I go, dude, this is for you. Like,
he's having a kid.
Well, yes. And when you have a baby, there's a lot of TV watching.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of like tending to the baby.
Burping the baby and watching right. TV.
So, you know this. So I go, dude, you got a great summer ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
With the baby.
Yep.
Watching Phil's, you know.
It's perfect.
You know, and it's for all of us. So no matter what stage of life you're in, having a baseball team that matters is awesome. Yeah. Now, by the way, you go Sixers through this spring.
Uh-huh.
Go win last night.
Huge win last night.
No PG. Was good win.
Yeah.
Without, you know.
Yeah, Ben was sensational. Tobias, incredible.
Yeah. No, they were great. They were great. Jonah Bolton played well, too.
Yeah.
You got Sixers going deep spring.
Yeah.
Phil's, right?
Training camp, Eagles.
I mean, it's just, you
know. Return of Wentz.
Oh, it's an awesome time. Like, yeah. This is where, you know, you're a Philadelphia sports fan. This is it. This is why you're a fan.
Yeah, no doubt.
Outrageous.
610-632-0975. Jeff Passan from ESPN is going to join us at 11. He'll give us the intricacies of this negotiation, how it all broke down. And I can't wait. I cannot wait to talk to Larry Bowa at 12:30.
Hit season.
Yeah, well, it's one thing he'll say he knows
gonna
about Bryce
Harper.
He can hit. 610-632-0975. It's Bryce Harper Day. We're back after this.
All right, listen, bet with the best. Yeah. Sportsbook that caters to the 4-for-4 fan. The one, the only Parks Casino. I was there last night. Pennsylvania's number one casino. Parks has it all for the sharps and for the first time sports. Better make it easy to get your action in. You got all the spreads and parlays and teasers and props and much more right there. Now, we do the show there on Thursday nights inside the Sportsbook at Parks Casino. What an oasis. Got these incredible televisions. Oh, my God. The screens are outrageous. You got the tellers on one side, the kiosk on the other. You got the odds going by. A lot of fun, man. At your 4-for-4 action right there. Parks Casino. 24-hour day. You can print your tickets. That's right. You can also place your sports wagers on the way to the game at the South Philly Turf Club on Packer Avenue, right near the stadium. Sports betting now available at the South Philly Turf Club, Parks Casino. Lots of food options as well. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub, Parks Grill Steakhouse, the beautiful new Beer Garden, Oliveto Italian Restaurant, Bamboo Noodle House, Chickies and Pete's. Bet with the best. Sportsbook at Parks Casino, PA's number one casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. When you're searching for windows, search windownation.com.
Get excited!
Totally satisfied sexually.
What a day. What a weekend. Oh my God. So much fun. This is why we're the best sports town. I mean, all kidding aside. I know, you know, Boston, New York, the whole thing, but we get crazy. Like, we get giddy. We could celebrate. Like, we're going to celebrate. We're already thinking about all those day games now that we're going to go party down there.
Day drinking?
Yeah. Like that. But that's what we do here. We love sports so much that it's a part of our daily lives. Like, you know, it's, all right, what are we, you know, who's going on? What's going on? What game's there? We got to, you know, we're going to plan around it. And well, we use it as a social thing.
Well, here's the other thing. We don't take our stars, mega stars, for granted. A city like New York, or maybe even Boston to some extent, they've been spoiled with success and stars. And we haven't. 5 years ago, we didn't have any. No, like, superstar, like, on the field of play, off the field of play. We didn't have it.
Nothing.
And now we have this plethora of incredible star players, marquee players, with Harper, obviously. Reese Hoskins could end up going to that level of player. Nola, when he pitches, could be that level of player. Then you look at Sixers and Embiid, Simmons, Butler, Tobias Harris. You got four guys on that team that are stars.
Yes.
You have, you look at the football team. You have the franchise quarterback in Carson Wentz and Fletcher Cox and Jenkins Long.
Yeah, I mean, just have a great, you have a nucleus there that's going to be fun. And
you may actually have the goalie in this town and Carter Hart. And then they're going to go out and spend all get the bread man in the offseason.
Yeah,
I mean, crazy.
It was so funny because we were doing the Rory 20s talk before off the air, and I said, well, who are the Flyers going to get? And you said, Panarin.
Yeah, it's the bread man.
And I go, they're going to get the bread man.
Oh, man.
I go nuts for the bread man. I would get a bread man jersey.
Yeah, absolutely. And go to Panera and eat. 610-632-0975. Let's get to the phones. Let's talk to the people. Chris in Collegeville. He starts us off on the Fanatic. What's going on today, Chris?
Hey, fellas, how we doing?
Great.
Oh, man, me too. Listen, cuz, I got to tell you, man, you are a prophet, and I'll tell you why. It's a perfect segue, actually, I was going to say what you just mentioned. I sat in my car at work a couple years ago listening to you, and you first brought up the Roaring Twenties concept, and I'm sitting there, it's a dreary, gloomy day, and I'm like, all our teams suck. I don't know how we're going to be able to do this. I hope we do. I see us like the light at the end of the tunnel, but it's a long tunnel. And then fast forward again in my car yesterday, I'm so giddy and excited. I'm borderline emotional that we have a Super Bowl ring. We have a great team on the basketball court that just ended a big streak in itself last night in Oklahoma City. And now you tell me we get a top five baseball player who eventually could potentially become the best player in baseball at Citizens Bank Park. Like, this is the penance for Chris Carter. This is the penance for 25 years of no championship.
Yes.
This is where we're at right now.
Yeah,
and even more importantly, man, like, this is I'm 33. This is the first time in my life I truly feel like I trust every team, four for four, I trust every team's management.
Yes.
I mean, I don't even know. There's no criticism at this point I can say with it. And the reports with Bryce, like, coming from a journalistic background myself, when I was at Temple and things like that, like, I wanted to know how you guys feel about the integrity of journalism when we got so much BS reports through this whole process with this guy that we know now were not true.
Well, Chris, let's speak to that real quick. Thanks for the call. Look, journalists get fed information. Sometimes they're used. John Heyman, I think, was clearly used throughout this process.
Yeah,
by
but what
Scott
happened?
Ford.
He broke the story.
Well, you knew he was going to break it.
It paid off.
Yeah, you knew he was going to break it because for months of being a puppet, you finally got the pearl.
That's how it works. Played, man.
Yeah. We've repeatedly said it on this show. You're getting conflicting reports. We don't know anything we don't know what's real. We don't know what's being put out to be a message to the Phillies. You know, the thing that came out yesterday was interesting. It was, the Phillies for the first time are not the favorite, and they don't feel like they're in a good position to get him. You know, why does that come out yesterday? Is that something that pushes them to 13 years? I don't know.
Yes.
But
yes.
The report the other day was wrong about the 3-year opt-out. It didn't turn out that he wanted the opt-out and the ability to get out of here quick. It turned out that he wanted to be here for the rest of his career.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they wanted, who knows?
It's all negotiation.
Right. So, all I know is it comes down to 13 years, $330 million. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. It's done.
Yep.
Look at this lineup now. Oh, my God.
I was just talking to Coach Camille during the break, and he said, you got to think about this on another level too. It's the human level. We look at star athletes and players in sports as transactions on a page. But what he had to consider, Bryce Harper, and yeah, it's a lot of money, $330 million. You think that's a slam dunk. But consider, he's a married guy, 26 years old. He's going to want to start a family. Where is he going to start it? Does he want to be in the same city for the next 13 years to start his family? Well, here's the fact of the matter. He chose this city. He chose your city to do that, to put roots in the ground. He's got to consider all of those things. You got to consider, is my wife going to be happy there? Can I raise a family
there?
I
you know who I credit?
The bro.
No. Vi.
Why Vi?
Why would I credit the bro?
I don't know. He did his wife the other day on the show.
Oh, yeah. You
know, so maybe that convinced her.
Kayla.
Yeah.
He was great. No, I think Vi was the, got it done.
What did he do, like the dance?
Vi got it done because Vi has the Mormon connection.
Oh.
And he was big in getting the Mormon, that Mormon temple built in Center City.
Okay.
I think that, I said, well, hold on. Well, look who we got. We got Kayla Harper.
Guys.
Kayla!
Excited.
I am in no mood to hear this.
Guys,
today.
This is so exciting. Oh, we're coming to Philly. I've always loved it here.
Turn his mic off.
Oh, me and Brycey Cakes are so excited.
Andrew, I command you by authority of the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, to turn his mic off.
Jason, we'll do some yoga together. Maybe we'll go to Orange Theory and really sweat out some of those cheesesteaks.
You give me the heebie-jeebies in here. Get out. Get out. Get out of here.
Orange. Just some yoga.
Get out of the studio.
Need some downward dog.
Go light downward. Yo, go downward dog in the fourth floor stall.
Hey, real quick, bro. Come here. Real quick.
You got to name your kid Bryce.
Because I was.
I already proposed that.
I was talking about you because, you know, that first year when you got the baby, it's really the first 2 years. You got a lot of downtime, man. Because the baby, for the first 9 months, isn't even a person. It's just
a
meme.
Blob.
Right. And the baby, all it does is cry and poop and sleep.
And I got company on the couch every single
night. And so you're bound to the couch, man.
Yeah.
And you're gonna be you and that beautiful baby of yours. Like, there's nothing better.
I can't wait.
Dude, let me tell you something.
When they're 11 and 12, Bryce Harper will still be here.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
When they're 11 and 12.
Yeah, 13 more years. They're due in May, so, you know, 11, 12, and 13. Bryce Harper will still be here. His formative
years. I thought you were going twins on me.
Oh, no.
When you went they, I was like, what? What is
no,
that?
I just say they because we don't know the sex. So boy or girl, right. Formative sports
See, but
years.
Bryce works for a boy or a girl.
So I propose Bryce for the man and Harper for the girl. And
Bryce works Bryce Dallas Howard. Is,
Harper. Oh, Harper
you go
Lee.
Bryce. Yeah, Harper Lee.
I love Harper as a girl's name.
She didn't like it.
No.
No.
It's not It's not her decision.
She tried Ben.
She's not a a big Joelle of the name Bryce.
How about Carson as a girl?
It's not bad.
It's good.
Yeah.
Right?
Because she can.
What about Hans?
Because she can.
Hans. Wait.
I just really like the name Hans.
All right, get out.
Sounds German and European.
All right, you're out of here. You are out of here.
All right, guys. See ya.
See Kayla. Yeah. We'll see you in Orange Theory.
Skip your way out of here. Nick in Collegeville is on the Fanatic. He is not the best.
Man. He's the greatest. What's up, Nicky? Nicky!
I listened to you at 6, man. I was like, oh, it's Thursday. It was perfect.
How about it, brother?
I can wait 20 hours to find out, you know, Jason and Anthony's reaction. Let me just say a couple things. First of all, you guys are the voice. You guys, you know, Mike and everybody else that's on. You guys are the voice of the station. But on this special snowy day with Bryce Harper coming, I just want to give a little shout out to Andrew, who does a great job just producing you guys. And
Nice.
Kind of in. You know, you guys got to show him. He's always ready, and it just kind of fits in as a third voice. So.
Nick, he is like floating.
Beautiful day.
He is the biggest baseball honk. He loves baseball so much, and he is just floating right now.
Bryce Harper is better than Eric Bruntlett.
And you had a Bruntlett jersey.
Listen, so I'm going to let everybody else talk about how great Bryce is going to be in the lineup and how deep we are because you guys went through the lineup already. Doesn't matter how crazy, you know, Dave gets. Like, we're still 7-D. But what brought more season ticket holders to Philadelphia in 12 to 18 hours? Shaving 40 minutes off of a clock in baseball or just talent and fun baseball?
Yes!
Conversation the last 3 weeks is horrific, man. You know?
You know what's funny, Nicky? It's such a great call, what you just said. So, but during the break, we were talking about the clock, pitch clock, and we go, right. Who the hell cares about that? You care now if the Phillies game is 3 hours long because, what, they're banging out 12 runs? No, you don't care about that. It's a party.
You don't care about that. And this, this is what is upsetting about it. I don't want to take away from Bryce, but everybody's going to call him about Bryce. This is what people don't realize about baseball. People who aren't watching it now, if you shave off 40 minutes with a pitch clock, they are still not going to watch till the postseason. That's what baseball is. So stop effing with the game. And good teams will get viewerships. Bad teams, nobody's going to watch. So it's got nothing to do with a pitch clock. It has to do with or every 4 minutes there's only one ball in play versus three. Nobody cares. It's about Bryce Harper. It's about the new catcher. It's about, McCutcheon. It's about, just guys just slugging the ball and moving runners over and looking at signs and is he going to go the opposite way? That's what's great about baseball. And everybody comes back and watches baseball in the postseason because every pitch counts. Not in July when it's July 15th and it's 109 degrees out and you're down the shore.
Yeah, dude. What a great call.
Yeah, thanks, Nikki. Great appreciate
call.
It.
You're a great call.
It's just crazy that the emotions that we went through. Today would have been day 120.
Wow.
120.
Says a lot. 120.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, think about what from the Harper, Machado, either or to, you brought it up yesterday. What if they get both? Then it's, oh my God, what if we get none? They miscalculated this whole thing. What if this? What if that? But here we sit today on the first day of March, ironically enough. The season will start 4 weeks from yesterday at Citizens Bank Park. And as Gabe tweeted out, in a month, we stand shoulder to shoulder.
All right, so here, this is so awesome. All right. So think about this for a second. We're going to go from the tournament. Now, I'm big, Kyle, we all love the tournament. Even those people that aren't big college basketball fans love the tournament.
Yeah.
So you got the tournament. You got opening day. You got Masters. You got Sixers getting ready for the playoff run, stretch run. We're going to have, and then you got draft, free agency. This is going to be an outrageous tie.
Well, think about it. Sixers free agency. Do they keep Butler? How do they replace? Is KD going to be? I mean, there's a magnetism to Philadelphia.
Yeah. We got playoffs. Got a playoff run with that team.
Yep.
We got Phils. Phils are going to be fun all year long.
Yeah.
And we got, and it all starts in a couple weeks. That's it. Boom. We're on a train.
Yeah, 27 days from now, it starts for real.
But and that's right. And here's the point. The point is if you're, I'm a sports junkie, right? Honestly, I don't like talking about, have some fun. We talk about movies and TV and, food and what's your favorite color and all that stuff. And that's all fun. But I got into this because I love sports. I do. I love it. And now we got games every night. We got stuff going on. We're going to have, again, from the tournament to the Phillies to the Sixers, Phillies all summer, Eagles training camp, that's it.
Yeah, and to have the variety makes everything better,
sure
too.
Sure it does. Because let's face it, how many times did football season for us goes 365, and we love football, but you get footballed out. You get tired of talking about...
We square peg, round hold it.
Well, you get tired of talking about the offensive line. How many times you're going to mention, Jason Peters, is it good he's coming back? Is he, what are you going to do? How many times are you going to have that conversation?
Yeah. Well, or, this summer would have been, they got rid of Foles or should they kept Carson Wentz and have these stupid debates?
You could still talk about that stuff and enjoy it, but you're not going to kill it. It's go back to when a radio station would kill a song.
Yeah.
Right? You go, dude, stop playing this song. You're killing the song.
Yeah, it's a great song. I loved it the first 300 times.
I don't want to hear it every five minutes.
Yep.
And that's what we did with football. We killed it.
Yep.
It's all right.
Beat it to a pulp.
And now you don't have to do that.
No.
There's a storyline every day.
Because everything's relevant. Everything, even the teams in their off seasons are relevant because they're going to be all teams that can compete for because they're putting other extra pieces in.
For the first time, I actually feel like I want to go back to sports writing, in addition to this.
Yeah, well, because there's great storylines left and right.
I feel like I write other things, so I get my creative outlet. But now all of a sudden, I felt like a little. It's like, you know what? I'm gonna be kind of fun to do both.
Yeah. Well, it could end up being one of the.
I'm only in my field talking about it, and you write about it.
Yeah. The 4-for-4 thing is about to be rejuvenated in a huge way because all four teams not only will be relevant, but will be teams that can point towards a championship in the near future.
I always wanted to live in the roaring 20s.
Real quick, before we get to break, let me read this tweet from Matt at Caddyshack on Twitter. He says, at Jason Merck, doesn't even sound sick anymore. I don't feel sick today. It's crazy.
Bryce Harper healed you.
Yeah, he did. He goes, does everyone realize we have a potential league MVP for the next handful of years? Embiid, Wentz, and Harper, and maybe a Vezina winner in Hart, not to mention a team contender in every sport every year. What a time to be a Philadelphia sports fan.
Amen, brother. Beautiful.
Beautifully said. 610-632-0975. That's Anthony Gargano. It's Jason Martinez. It is the Midday Show. It is a Bryce Harper Friday on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, let's not forget the Union. Not after last year. Big year last year for the Union. I think even bigger year this year for the Union. That's right. The Union kick off the season tomorrow against Toronto FC. What a day it's going to be, man. They're going to be, everybody, the River End's going to be rocking. I mean, absolutely rocking. We're going to have a blast. Let me tell you, if you haven't been down to a Union game, you got to go. It's so much fun. And this year, man, they're going to be incredible. Marco Fabian comes. He's that Mexican superstar that you wanted to get cut. They're bringing back, of course, Jamaican goal sensation Andre Blake. Alejandro Bedoya is back. They got Mark McKenzie, Austin Trusty, some local talent. I'm telling you, you got to check out the Union tomorrow, 1 o'clock, the home opener, Talon Energy Stadium. The River End's going to be rocking. You got to be there. Get your tickets at PhiladelphiaUnion.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Totally satisfied sexually.
I agree.
How's everyone doing?
10:51.
Ridiculous.
On this glorious day. A snow day,
oh
too.
My
How about
God.
That snowy afternoon?
I got
morning.
5 inches out by my house.
Did you really get that
yeah,
much?
Yeah, it was wow. great. Loved it. Look, the nice snowy looking morning. Fluffy snow, too. Kids off school, the whole thing.
The kids are off?
Yeah. Dad came into work, though. I couldn't miss this day for nothing.
Nah, dude, you know, I couldn't wait to come to work today.
Yeah, I would have walked here.
It was easy. Like, you know, it's actually better because less people are on the road.
I would have got the sled dogs out and took a sled here.
Now, there's days when you go, like, I was joking. Funny, last night, so we did the show at Parks, the Cuz Corner Show. We had the Thursday night conversation with Charlie.
Perfect.
So you'll hear part of the Thursday night conversation with Charlie a little bit later in the program. But I was so happy to do the show that I was doing that show because
now
I was like, I gotta wait 23 hours to talk about it?
After we were a miserable for 4 hours earlier
stone
today.
Stone.
All right, Jeff Passan's gonna join us coming up in 8 minutes, but I gotta read you this tweet that he put out. This is great. This just came out at 10:25. He says, Jeff Passan again from ESPN says, the lack of an opt-out clause in Bryce Harper's deal was a surprise. And yes, he got a record $330 million because of its exclusion. But Harper was clear. He wants to recruit players to join him in Philly, and saying he controls his ability to stay there for 13 years is quite powerful.
Wow, he wants to recruit people.
I love that.
Go ahead,
brother. Yeah. Can we get can he have a recruitment symposium with Jay Wright?
Yeah.
So they can learn the intricacies of the recruit.
I love it.
That's the other thing. Like, we're like pumped up about where all the four teams are. But then you got Villanova, too, and Jay Wright, who's won 2 national championships in 3 years. You know? It's like, what's going on here?
No, this is outrageous.
We deserve like, nice things.
Like, here's the thing, that Bryce is going to be on the recruitment trail.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like, think about that. Like, they're already, if I'm going to be real about it, you know, they're a contender this year, real contender.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll because you have so many new guys, like, think about it. McCutcheon's new, Segura's new, Realmuto's new, Bryce, you know. You got Robertson coming. You got a lot of new faces.
Yep.
So it might take them a year. It may not happen this year, the parade.
Yep.
And next year might be the right the
it's
time.
It's like 07-08.
But
when you know they're real.
Right. I mean, yep. And that's what last year. Last year, they were fugazi. You knew they were fugazi last year. This team is legit.
Well, the team last year doesn't even resemble this team. There's so many new faces. And so many of them are huge upgrades. I mean, they added four all-stars this offseason. Four. That's what they added to this team. That's incredible.
Pretty wild, right?
Yeah.
Pretty wild.
It is incredible, and that's where we sit now. Jeff Passan will join us coming up in 6 minutes. Let's get back to the phones and talk to Jay in West Philly on the Fanatic. What's up, Jay?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning, fellas.
JJ!
Hey, what's going on, cuz?
What's up, my brother?
Oh man, look, I thought we was getting Bonilla'd, man. I was getting Bonilla'd. To the point, man. I ain't want them. But look, we got Graham and Foles to thank for the start of the run, or Chris Jenkins. Cause ever since that run, man, everybody's been trying to top each other, and that's a good thing. I mean,
you want to foster that. Yeah, yeah.
When I was younger, Andre Turner. Shelton Jones, Ben Coleman.
Look.
The teams I had, the Zubras and Nina, man, it was just
Zubras.
The weight on this run, man. But look, I think it's going to be all right. But because I really want them to break up this log jam. I'm a big Nick Williams fan, man. To me, he a young Ken Griffey, man. Not to that point, but that left-handed swing, man, I really think we need to keep him, man. I think they
so let me ask you a question. Who do you move now? It's either him or Odubel.
I move Odubel.
Yeah, he got a lot of value. It's the guy that I think, too.
Yeah, because they said
I think Nick Williams got more value than Odubel.
You think more on the open market?
More value out there, but selfishly, I want to keep him because I know he's got more potential than.
Yeah, that's why. Listen, if I'm in a major league team, I want Nick Williams over Odubel.
Yeah. So
no, I feel you. I mean, I keep waiting for him, and you know, you have a guy like him come in with all those veterans, like it could help him a lot.
Yeah.
Now, I agree with Jay. You know. I just think you get more from Nick Williams.
Yeah.
So it depends on what you're looking for.
Well, you know, at the deadline, they'd be looking for pitching. You always are.
Well, you may want to do that before the season, though.
Yeah.
This could be a trade that happens before the year.
Yeah. Well, you could see something where maybe now that this domino is falling, they go out and they grab Kimbrel, too.
You got Quinn. You need a right hand. You need an Altair off the bench.
Yeah.
So you got a right handed Altair. You got Quinn and you got Nick Williams. It's too many.
The only problem is with Quinn. Can you trust? Like, if you trade Odubel, which I'm kind of on board doing that. But if you trade Odubel, can you trust Quinn health wise? Because he has never had a full season.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point, Andrew.
I'm with you, but here's the problem: is that you're not going to get anything for Quinn.
Oh no, I'm not saying to move Quinn. I'm saying if you move Odubel,
that's the trickle down of Odubel.
Then he's your center fielder because Bryce is going to play right.
So if you move Nick Williams,
although he has played center before, and you got Nick Williams, you have to figure out what you're doing between Quinn, Nick Williams, Altair, and as your other outfield spot. I mean, that's how
cobble it together.
Yeah, you're almost. Forced to hang on to Odubel.
I don't think you are. Why?
Because he's your center. I don't think they move Harbor back to center.
Okay, well, what about McCutcheon? He can play center.
No, he's getting too slow.
I don't think he's slow. I'm not going to look at him.
There's a reason why he's playing left field now.
Well, he's not the long-term answer. Yeah.
I know, but I mean, if you in a pinch, he can play center.
Like, in a perfect world for me, Quinn stays healthy and he plays center field, you move on from Odubel, but unfortunately, it's not a perfect world.
Yeah, I agree, but here's the thing, though. You could cobble it. Cobble it together. I mean, you know, it's not that difficult to play center field. And it's not like Odubel. He's got a good arm, And there are times he'll make plays, but he also make dumb plays, too.
So
it's not like you're looking at Victorino in center or you're looking at Gary Maddox in center. Yeah. All right? You're looking at Odubel. So you can get center field play from somebody else.
That's why I'm willing to move on from Odubel.
Well, that's why I asked you. You said you were hesitant to move on from him.
But just because of the injury factor.
Because of the
I
hear what you're saying.
Yeah, you could cobble it. Harper, McCutcheon,
get by.
Whoever you want to put Nick Williams. You can even throw Nick Williams out there.
I also wouldn't mind having a set lineup. I wouldn't mind having a center fielder that I can pencil in every single day. Like Harper's going to be in the three hole and right field every day.
Yeah, I get it.
If you trade a duel, maybe that comes.
But that's not Gabe anyway.
Yeah. Exactly. Real quick, Nick DeTullio just tweeted this to me. Jim Bowden apparently said that Bryce Harper and Mike Trout were, quote, texting back and forth through this process about what it's like in Philadelphia. And obviously Trout had some glowing things to say because Bryce Harper signed a 13-year contract here. So the sell job worked pretty darn well.
That's crazy. Those two are texting each other.
I can't even wrap my head around, like, because I know the area we all want to go next is in 2 years. You had Trout. I want to go there. Like, I just want to dream.
You center fielder, cuz.
Yeah, bingo. Exactly. And I just want to go. Okay, the next 5 years,
center fielder Mike Trout.
Yeah, out of Millville, New Jersey.
Left fielder Bryce Harper.
Oh my goodness. Stop. It's almost too much to even comprehend at this point. Just Harper coming right now is still, it's like still pinch me. You're still trying to figure out, like, wow, did this really happen? Did they really acquire Bryce Harper? You know, I want him coming out in with the face paint on. You know what I mean?
He's a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, he is.
I still remember that time, that story, which, well, we're going to get more on when he stops and plays softball with the kids around the Capitol.
Yeah.
Like,
awesome
that's
stuff.
Cool, man.
That's very Joel Embiid.
Yes.
That's the stuff Embiid does.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.